Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. But today we're going to be talking about body power, wellness. And my guest has just a delightful title for her book. It's called Soak Your Nuts, Cleansing with Karen. And Karen and I were chuckling just before we came on air. I said, that's quite a title. It gives it quite a visual. And she said, yes, and it makes people smile. I said, Karen Calabrese, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, it is a delight to have you. And your book, you really did a wonderful job with it because you have created information in a very succinct way. And at the same time, you have a lot of what I would call the visual touch that is intermittent throughout the book that's very good. Let's talk about you for a minute, because you've been involved with the healthy lifestyle and have been a teacher of same, encouraging people to take charge of their lives and to be well, my goodness, for over 35 years. And
yeah,
it's really incredible. What made you decide that this was going to end up being a passion of yours? Did you even have a clue when you started out?
Do you know, Donna, it has all evolved. I'm not classically, physically trained in anything that I teach, do, or make money from. My life just evolved. I was a dancer, model, actress in my younger years, and I was also very sickly, and all the women in my family died overweight and very young, and so it became a necessary passion for me to study and learn about my own health and healing. And the more I learned and the more I incorporated in my life and the better I felt, it kind of, you know, when you take care of yourself, we all intuitively know what's right for ourselves. We're born knowing how to take care of ourselves. We're animals. We're intuitive. But because we live in such a bizarre world that we forget, we kind of fall asleep. So as I started to take care of myself, you kind of become like a little beacon of light, and people are attracted to you. And I was kind of forced into doing what I was doing, actually, what I do now, actually. But I love what I do. I've worked with thousands and thousands of people over the years. And the beauty of it is we all get results, because what rules the universe is cause and effect. And you do enough of the wrong things, you're going to get the negative effects, and you do enough of the right things, and you're going to get the positive effects. It's not some big scientific equation. It's cause and effect.
Mm-hmm. Your title, Soak Your Nuts, which I just think is cute as it can be, and there's a gorgeous picture of you on the front of the cover, which is a demonstration of how you have this marvelous result of beautiful skin, lovely hair, and a vitality physically.
And I'm 64.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You'd never
know. No Botox, no surgery. I'm 64.
That's right. And no one would know that you were 64 years old. And that tells people, this is something, especially to young women, if you take care of your body, if you take care of yourself, it doesn't mean you become anorexic or bulimic or go on any kind of extreme food patterning, per se, but you've got to respect this vehicle you're in. And I like what you say in your book, right at the beginning. You say, your body, the most magnificent machine you'll ever be given, where will you live?
If you don't
Those words are very well said. I think it's just very, very well said.
Thank you. I use that in all of my lectures, actually, because it's not about right or wrong or good or bad or yes or no or my way or your way. It's about learning about yourself. I don't believe that we have specific charts each of us to follow, but I believe it's all uncovered within us. Covered. We all know what we're supposed to be doing. We've just forgotten. And that's what my book is focusing on, is cleansing and detoxing the body, which I do personally a minimum of 4 times a year. And to me, it's the holy grail, the fountain of youth. It's everything we're looking for, because we live in such a toxic world, even if you're eating perfectly, I don't say perfectly for myself, but I'm a vegan for 42 years, meaning I don't eat meat, fish, chicken, or dairy. I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I don't, I eat out at other restaurants, though, because I choose not to live in a bubble, so I'm not always eating organic. But I drive behind buses. I get my clothes dry cleaned. I am taking in chemicals on a daily basis that just weren't meant to go through my kidneys, my liver, my bloodstream. And this magnificent machine does everything that it can to try and process it. But in the processing, we lose other things. We're always self-regenerating. You get new cells every 7 years. You get new tissue every 3 months. But if the body is spending all of its time processing the wrong things and not getting enough of the right things, this is how we start to age, get sick. And, you know, that's even mentally ill. It all comes from what we're doing, what we're giving this magnificent machine, the right material, and too much of the wrong materials. And I found by cleansing and detoxing, and I've been teaching the classes now for over 35 years at my wellness center in Chicago, and we have a DVD and we do some things online. People, it doesn't matter what challenge they come here with, everybody gets results. And by cleaning out the body, by breaking down those layers of toxicity, it's amazing the results you can get. And so I kind of like make guarantees, and there are not too many things in life that you can get a guarantee from.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. Now, you got your title from something that you do regularly, and that is soaking raw nuts. And I was fascinated with why you do that. Why is it that taking walnuts or pecans or any kind of nut and soaking them in water, what makes that valuable? Why is that so significant?
It's important because nuts have an enzyme inhibitor around them. You know, actually, I want to throw in one other thing beforehand. We're living beings, and we need living foods. And so when the nuts have this enzyme inhibitor around them, they're in a stagnant, more or less dead stage. When you soak them, you break down the enzyme inhibitors, you break down the fat so that your body can digest them easier, and where maybe you might eat a whole bag of nuts, when you soak them, 7 or 8 may satisfy you, which is a lot less work on the digestive system. And they taste better, they come alive, and they're just easier for your body to use. So soaking the nuts, to me, is the most efficient way of eating nuts. And nuts are a wonderful source of calcium and protein. Almonds are the king of the nut world in terms of protein and calcium. And so many people have nut allergies or they're allergic to nuts. And I always feel, what a shame, because you can go out and eat McDonald's, but you can't eat God's perfect food, you know, nuts. And it's just a indicator of how unbalanced that particular person's system is. So we find, and I don't recommend people go out and do it, you have to learn your own body, but those who choose, we find with nut allergies can actually soak them and eat the nuts without getting allergic reactions.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting, mm-hmm. because I have some friends that are so allergic to peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, peanuts is not a nut I wouldn't recommend eating anyway. Peanuts are pretty carcinogenic. They have a high rate of rancid oils in them. So peanuts isn't one of the nuts I would choose, but certainly almonds and walnuts and pecans and pine nuts, yes, cashews, there shouldn't be a problem there.
That is wonderful. Now, in May of 2000, you were on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And tell us how that went and what it was that you talked about with Oprah. Oprah, bless her heart, she is just such a dynamic woman, and she has battled weight problems all of her life. And so it's always interesting to know, you know, who's been on her show and what's been discussed, because she really is a woman, I think, that goes through so much stress that probably contributes to it.
Right. Well, I was actually on the show again last year also. I've been on twice. We just haven't promoted that yet. So I've been on twice. And it's interesting that both times she had me on were for anti-aging shows, age-defying women and women who mm-hmm. age beautifully or something were the titles of the shows, I believe. But I did get to talk about the vegan and raw and living lifestyle somewhat on the show, and she appeared to have a lot of interest while I was on it. Actually, last year she did a show on veganism. Her whole staff went vegan for a month, and they ate in one of my restaurants in Chicago, the one in Greektown, every day. She chose someone else to be on the show that's been a vegan for 7 years instead of someone for 42 years. So she's mainly concentrated on me for the visuals of what happens or how I've maintained looking younger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the human body's meant to last several hundred years old, so I'm not anything special. I've just found the way to do it at this time. But she was great. She's a phenomenal human being. She shows a lot of interest in so many subjects, and I think probably the hardest problem that she has for herself is she has an abundance of so much, it's kind of hard to pick and choose where to go for a long focus of time. You know, she tries mm-hmm. a lot of different things, and like you say, she's probably has a lot of stress, and so and she's got a lot of stuff thrown at her. You know, I've kind of insulated myself in my world, so to speak. I have everything that I need in my one location. I have 7,500 square feet of here of everything you need to be healthy. So, because
well,
I don't think
marvelous.
We choose, huh?
I said, I think that's marvelous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Karen, you bring out a point in your book. You have a number of them, obviously, but one that was intriguing to me is how important chlorophyll is.
Yes.
Now,
the human, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. With animals, you know, you have your goats, your sheep, even dogs and cats and guinea pigs and bunny rabbits love green. They will go out and they're eating green like crazy. We as humans, some people have a real aversion to green for some reason, and women need it. They need a lot of the green. But why specifically chlorophyll?
Well, I think, well, that's green. All green foods have chlorophyll,
right.
And I think people have the aversion to eating greens because we're not used to eating the colors of nature. I mean, they even have laboratories where they create colors and smells for our foods. We're living in a very bizarre world, and we've just gotten so far away from nature and God that when things come from nature, they seem bizarre or strange. The human body should be existing on about 50 to 60% chlorophyll a day. I mean, if we were living how we were intended to live in a rainforest in the jungle, I mean, we'd be eating primarily only greens. We have the same chromosomal structure as chimpanzees, and they live on greens and bananas, you know. And certainly, we as humans don't get anywhere nearly enough, and this is where you get usable calcium for your body. You get protein. You get the chlorophyll has the same molecular structure as your blood. So if you were to take human blood and chlorophyll and put it on a petri dish and look at it under a microscope, they would have the exact same chains, the only difference being the magnesium iron chain. So when you do chlorophyll, it's kind of like you break down the toxicity in your blood and you build it up at the same time. Many years ago when I was a lot more innocent, I used to describe it as liquid sunshine. And then my son told me, Mom, that's what they call LSD. So I kind of learned not to call chlorophyll liquid sunshine anymore. But in reality, that's really what it is to our system. It's breaking down the toxicity and rebuilding the blood. So for me, I do many, many forms of chlorophyll every day throughout the day.
Dick Gregory is very much an activist for empowering people to not make food their enemy and to really be aware that how they treat their body is
we've
going
done some,
to result.
We've done a few radio shows and TV shows together. I love Mr. Gregory. Go ahead.
Yes. And he's been doing it, this is a man
longer
of
than all of
years.
Us.
Yes, I mean, he's been involved in this because he went through his own cycle. He went through his own period, I think, of being quite obese, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. And actually, he met my friend and teacher, Victoris Kolvenskas. They actually had an infomercial. They had a product on the market together for a while, which was primarily a living food product because we need living food for living cells. And he was a proponent of fasting and reducing sugar. Yeah, he's a brilliant educator and very funny at the same time.
He said, man does not die, he kills himself with his
at the
fork.
Table, that's right.
Yes, and that's what he does. Okay, now, let's talk about environmental toxins for a moment. You mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned having clothes that are dry cleaned. Dry cleaners, little by little, are starting to evolve to use processing.
Greener, yes.
Yes, that it's just amazing. I was reviewing some material this morning about that, and it's awesome. So we're waking up. It's a process, but there are those people that are saying, I can make a difference, we can be healthier, and we can still enjoy those things that we need, like dry cleaning for clothes and that type of stuff. But let's talk about environmental toxins, because you covered so many points of information, like there's 84,000 chemicals registered for commercial use in the United mm-hmm. States alone. You did mm-hmm. quite a bit of research on this.
Yes, yes. And even if you don't get to the specific points, I mean, we are living in an age of chemicalization. And it's to the point where people are comfortable with the chemicals. We could go through the 84,000 toxins, but, you know, they have it advertised on television. Soak your children's toys in Clorox to sanitize them. And I'd like to remind people, dirt will not kill your children. Clorox will. I mean, and it's just so accepted. It's widely accepted, all of these chemicals. They're everywhere. They're in all the foods. I tell my clients, children and friends on a regular basis, if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Jack LaLanne, when I would interview him, he said, if it tastes good, spit it out.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one.
I could never go along with that because, I mean, really, food has to be pleasurable.
Well, neither could I, because I pride myself on delicious food.
Yes.
I've recently put up a lot of YouTube videos for foods that I make just to inspire people. And I make something so simple. You have some avocados and that have been sitting around the house a little too long. They're a little softer, than a little bit of black on them. You put them in a food processor with some carob powder and some agave nectar or honey or whatever sweetener you choose, a little vanilla, a little salt. You blend it up. It's one of the most delicious puddings you'll ever eat in your life. So you see, I truly believe, because food is passion. We're supposed to, when you see it and taste it, it's supposed to bring joy to you. So I'm a mm-hmm. big proponent of delicious food, and that's kind of what I've known for in my restaurants. Crane's magazine even wrote about me that you don't have to be a vegan to enjoy my food. So I have to say I don't subscribe to that either. I think delicious food is part of the human experience.
Oh, I agree. But bless his heart, I mean, he's gone now, but I would get such a kick out of him because I thought,
that isn't acute, yeah.
He was just amazing. Now, you have a 28-day cleansing program. But before you go into it, you say there's three rules for a successful cleanse. And again, this is to get the toxins out of the body. This is something that's going to work with the body. You're not going to feel excessively strained with it. But you say you want to make sure you focus on yourself totally. Period. That's it.
You have to make yourself number one. I like to remind people, because especially we women, we put everything before ourselves, our husbands, our children. We have so many duties that we have to see to, but the reality is if you don't have your health, you can't do any of those things anyway. So you have to make yourself number one, and we all do, men, women. We have no control over anything else in our lives but ourselves, and so if you make yourself number one, it's kind of like a domino effect. Everything else falls into place. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the parting of the waters. It's so amazing how synchronistic your life becomes when you take care of you. I mean, to the point of being selfish, but the beauty of it is, and I use myself as an example because I'm the most selfish person on the planet, but because I take care of myself, I'm able to help thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So if we all learn to take care of ourselves, number one, it's amazing what you're able to accomplish. And so occasionally I'll get a mom in class and she'll go, but I have my children. And I go, well, you know what? What would you do if you had to take a day off from work? You'd find somebody else to do it. Put this time into yourself for a short period of time and you'll reap the benefits for a long time to come. So putting yourself number one, to me, is the number one thing to do. Second is not judging yourself. You can't really make judgment on what you're doing. Oh, well, the protocol says that I shouldn't do this and I should do this. Ah, I'm a bad person. Can't do it. Well, what I tell people to do or encourage people to do is if you go off the process, you just kiss each shoulder and go, it's part of my process, and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. Because if you take the time, then you're guilty, and if you're guilty, then you got to punish yourself, and you go further down the tube. So for me, whatever happens, as long as you're moving forward with little backward steps or big backward steps, you're learning, it's part of your process. Embrace it, bless it, and keep moving on. And the third one is I generally tell people not to discuss it with a lot of people when you're making these lifestyle changes, because we all intuitively know what's right for us. I mentioned that we're born with intuition, knowing what's right. But we've forgotten or we choose not to look at it. So when you start to make these positive changes, people around you, you make them uncomfortable. Humans are very wolf-like. We're tribal. We want people around us, you know, one person's carrying a Louis Vuitton bag, then everybody gets one, fake or real. You know, you put the baseball cap on backwards, everybody's. We like to be like the people around us. So when you step outside of that mold of what other people are doing, you make them uncomfortable and they attack you. And I've had people in my class that have lost 30, 40 pounds and need to lose another 100, and their friends will say, ah, you're getting too skinny. What are you doing? You know?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And they sabotage you. So I say keep it close unless you have someone very sympathetic. Keep it close to yourself.
I think that that's very, very good, because in doing something like this, and again, it's not so extreme where people may become intimidated by it. It's really quite fascinating, and you have had so many people that have been able to do this process, and whether or not they do it all the time, it's just, it's this cleansing process to help the body, so that the body
gets
back
in shape. Well, what I tell people, whether you do the whole process or not, you should read the book three or four times a year, or just put yourself near the situation, because you don't go from A to Z overnight. You don't just, you know, no other endeavor in our lives do we hear something once and expect to do it, except in food and lifestyle. I mean, you don't read one book on math and you're a mathematician. You don't hear one lecture on law and you're a lawyer. It needs to be a process, and we need to accept that it can be a process, or that it should be a process. So it's not about right or wrong or good or bad. It's about planting seeds. You may not bring them all to fruition the first time around, but you're thinking. You start to think differently. And if you just read the book four times, you're making a commercial for yourself to do it again. I also say they don't put one commercial for McDonald's on TV and expect you to run out and do it. They do it over and over and over again. And this whole process of changing our lifestyle and healing ourselves is up like a, you got to do the commercial over and over and over again to get it right.
And let's talk about, because it's 28 days, so let's start with week number one. And you talk about having chlorella tablets, digestive enzymes, fenugreek seed capsule, gentle exercise, a green meal shake, journaling, Kamut water, psyllium and bentonite, Rejuvelac, and a vegan diet. No dairy, no eggs, or meat. And when you say no dairy, does, you know, that obviously would include butter. But
I call it dairy cow secretions, and to me that's the single worst thing that humans do on a continuous basis, cow secretions. If you don't even want to do the whole detox, if you want to make a change for yourself and feel better and look better and lose weight, first thing to do is drop all cow secretions of any kind.
Interesting.
And
okay.
That's yogurt, cottage cheese, cheese, butter, ice cream. To me, in my world, it is the single worst thing that human beings do, being that humans are the only animals that are still doing breast milk into adulthood. Humans are the only animals voluntarily drinking the breast milk of another animal. And all the animals in this country are getting growth hormones, steroids, and antibiotics. So not only are you growing like the cow, because if you think about it, that substance, when God created it for the cow, for the baby calf, it was created for an animal to grow 1,000 pounds in about a year. So people are continually taking in the substance that we can't even process like a baby calf. We don't have four stomachs. We don't have lactase in our intestines like they do. So what it does is it builds up excessive mucus in your digestive tract. And even if you eat perfectly, most people are, you're not getting the nutrients from your food, which is why most people overeat. I give the example, if you hold up your fist, and maybe your listeners might want to look at their fist right now real quick, whatever size your fist is, that's the size of your stomach. It's a tiny little sac in there. It isn't a huge area, your whole abdomen, to fill up four or five times a day. So by putting in the dairy, you're not getting nutrients from your food, and you're overeating continually, and it's creating excessive mucus in your digestive tract. And I could go on and on and on. A lot of it is in the book about all the negative aspects and challenges that it creates in the human condition by taking in this process. Not to mention cheeses in this country. Your listeners should look up casein. That's what they use to bind it. The chemicals in the casein are as addictive as chemicals of like heroin, which is why so many people say, well, I could be a vegetarian, but I could never be a vegan. I can't give up my cheese. Well, you can't give up your cheese because you're addicted to the chemicals in the cheese. Fat, we all need fat as human beings. It's part of our condition, but we don't need animal fat. So I tell friends and students and clients, one of the first things to do to make a difference in how you think, how you feel, and how you look is to give up the cow secretions. And then the next question is, well, where am I going to get my calcium, you know? And there are huge nations that don't do cow secretions. When's the last time, other than ice cream, you saw any cow secretions in an Asian restaurant? It's a whole continent that doesn't do it. And we've just been kind of brainwashed into believing for strong bones and teeth. And another amazing fact is cows were meant to be vegetarian animals, so they're not drinking cat milk to get strong teeth and bones. They'd like to be vegetarian animals. As a matter of fact, all the animals we choose to eat for protein and calcium would love to be vegetarian animals. So it's just a huge, and I'm not saying that you've got to become a vegan like me. As much as I would love to see it happen, what I'm recommending is you give your body a rest by detoxing 3 or 4 times a year. You give your body a rest away from the negativity it wasn't meant to take in, and then see where you go after that. You know, you may want to start incorporating some of these things again, but at least you're awake and aware of what it's doing to you, and you may still choose to do it. That's great, but at least you know where your headaches are coming from, where your psoriasis, your eczema, and all the other things that you're suffering from taking in the substance on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, all of these different points in here, and then in wish number one, you talk about the foods that people can have. And the green meal shake, let's talk about that, because juicing greens is just so phenomenally beneficial. But what is the green meal shake?
Well, the green meal shake is a shortcut to getting all those wonderful greens and a few other things, because I'm a big advocate of juicing. And in the second week of the class, we add juicing to the green meal shake. But for those of us who are people who don't have a lot of time to keep, you know, pounds of vegetables in their refrigerator all the time, and for in the beginning of the class when the motivation isn't as strong as it gets later on down the line when you've been detoxing a little longer, we make this shake with all the grains and all the vitamins and minerals and things in it that you make. We use apple juice. We use lecithin granules, which is kind of like a brain food and helps the body break down fats in the system, and it also makes the shake creamy, which is why I'm basically using it in there. And we put flax oil, which is good for your heart and your arteries, and it's having a good fat that your body needs. And we put a frozen banana in there, and you blend it up, and it is one of the most delicious smoothies on the planet. It's green, but it tastes so good that nobody is bothered by the green color. And generally, if you drink it in the morning, most people find that they're not hungry until about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They have all of this energy, because that's the only reason we're really supposed to eat anyway, is to give the cells fuel for energy. So your cells have all of this usable fuel. You have so much more energy, and you're not overeating.
And that really does make a difference. It's so very important. And I just know that myself, when I started off doing something with a green kind of a powder, I had to be careful because the body didn't need so much, and I was using too much, and then I got a reaction to it. So you just have to cut it down.
Reaction that you got, though, Donna, if I could comment on that, could possibly be a cleansing reaction, because you see, you get weaker before you get stronger. And so many times when people try to do the healthier things, they get a reaction that feels negative, and then they stop it. Well, you can cut down and build back up again. But when the body starts to get what it needs, it starts to throw off what it doesn't need any longer. And I do have a section in the book where I talk about symptoms of cleansing, from nausea to rashes to gas symptoms to bloating, to headaches. These are all symptoms of the body starting to change itself around, and this is one of the hardest things for us to wrap our brains around, because we're so used to the minute you get a reaction, it's negative, and do something to stop it. And sometimes those reactions, like a rash even, it's your body throwing off the poisons through your skin, because the skin is the largest eliminative organ on the body. So if your kidneys and liver are overtaxed with throwing out the poisons, then sometimes it starts to come through your skin, or the bloating is yeast releasing, or the nausea is like the detergent. Your body's trying to get rid of the mucus and bile that it doesn't need any longer. So a negative reaction does not necessarily denote that it's not something you should do, but maybe you can slow down on it and then build up again. But what I love about my book, and I would also like for your listeners to understand that you can get it through my website. We have a Facebook page for people doing the cleansing around the world, actually. We find we've got people in Bulgaria and France and Russia doing the class now. And we've created a cleansing Facebook page. So if you do have reactions, if you do have questions, I answer everything that comes on my Facebook page.
Well, we've got, there's so much more in your book, and we're not even going to be able to touch on it.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's just the way it goes. I mean, there's just a lot of good information in here. And Karen Calabrese, her book is called Soak Your Nuts, Cleansing with Karen. It's about nutrition. It is a perspective that you may find, like she said, you just want to try a little bit of it. But we do have to remember this is our chassis. And our wonderful body, we need to honor and respect it and treat it well, so that we're going to be 120, 130 years old and having vigor. We're not going to be crippled up. We're not going to be bent over in a wheelchair. We don't want to go there. And I think her book has some wonderful, wonderful suggestions in it. You can go to KarenRaw.com, and that's K-A-R-Y-N, raw.com. Karen, it's been a delight having you as a guest. I wish
you
continued
so much,
success. And thank you for being with me today.
I appreciate you so much. Take care.
Be well, as I know you will, and enjoy your life tremendously. Soak your nuts. Cleansing with Karen. Check it out. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com. To see more details, God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Our lines are open, telephone lines, 888-627-6008. If you would like to call and chat with me, I'd be delighted to share my intuitive skills. And all I need from you when you call in is your first name or your initial. And relax, I'll tell you what I perceive, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that is important to you. Again, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. Quickly, for those of you in Southern California, I am going to be traveling down into the area. I am going to be a week from, well, next Wednesday. I am going to be in Santa Barbara. I'll have a couple of days there. I've got a broadcast there, and then I'm going to be in Santa Ana for a day, and then I'll be in the Los Angeles Glendale Burbank area before I will fly home. The show will be going on. However, I look forward to meeting some of you, and if any of you would like to meet with me privately for a session, then all you have to do is call my office, 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. Or you can go to my website, look at my newsletter, and you'll find out contact information in the newsletter for the numbers where I telephone numbers that you can call where I am going to be located. So that'll be there as well. Okay, yesterday I was sharing a story about a psychic detective. Now, this was a psychic detective that was operating in the 40s. We've got a caller, and I want to finish that story. Actually, I'll start it from the beginning so that those of you that were not on air yesterday with me, then you'll be able to hear it today. It's quite fascinating. It's a very interesting story. But let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi there. This is Stephen calling from Canada.
Hi, Stephen. Where in Canada?
A city called Fredericton, which is on the East Coast.
East Coast. Well, welcome to the show. And I'm delighted
Thank you.
To have you call in. I'm wanting to say right off the bat, there's some detail that you're not paying attention to. And it has to do with an area of professional expertise. And I think what's causing the hesitation in taking care of this particular level of detail is a lack of confidence. You perhaps are entering into a new arena of experience, and you've got to find out what your parameters are, what the protocols are, etc. And give yourself a good month, and I think you're going to settle in quite nicely, but you don't need to be intimidated. You're perfectly capable of making the shift. And man, you've been going through a lot of shifts in these past 2 years. So I think when you hear my saying, gee, you're going to have a shift, you're going, oh, good grief, I've gone through so many already. I mean, I got another one coming up, but it's all right. You are very leveled at this time, leveled out. You are in a very strong positioning, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. So what I'm seeing, even though there's going to be shifts and changes, you're able to do what I call the balancing act while you're going through them, and you're going to then within, oh, I'd say 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to be very much leveled out again in everyday reality. So the stress is still there. It has not gone away. It has diminished, and you just need to be alert to the fact that you can achieve what you are aiming for at this moment. You've actually been working for over 3 years towards a particular objective. You're going to be able to attain it, and then you're going to refine the objective that you're aiming for. And I think that's going to bring you a lot of satisfaction. You're really going to feel good. I think 2012, for all intents and purposes, is going to be a year of liberation for you. I think you're going to say, I finally got things to where I wanted them. And it was a lot of work, but it was worth it. Now that I look back on what I've had to go through, it was worth doing it. The objective was definitely worth reaching for and struggling with, because now I've got it licked. Now I've got it in place. What would you like to ask me, Stephen?
Well, first of all, wow, that's so comforting to hear you say that, and you're right on. That's amazing. And just to validate what you were saying, I'm making a move in 6 weeks to start a PhD. Well, I'm starting a PhD in January, but I'm moving in 6 weeks, and I'm currently stressing out over applying for scholarships, and confidence is a little bit of an issue for me there, so it's really reassuring for me to hear what you're saying. I really appreciate that. My question for you, actually, it's not related to that, but that was extremely insightful. My mom was taken to hospital yesterday. I'm very concerned, and I was wondering if you have any insight or feeling about her health right now.
All right. Your mom is so stressed. Your mother has never truly known, excepting when she was a little kid, how to relax. And what I'm looking at, it's as if her insides are in knots. I just see this tangled situation inside, internally. I think that your mother learned at a very young age to become a worrywart. That's how I'll describe it. And she internalizes it. She has been someone that has gone through some pretty tough times, some really, really tough times. And she's internalized it so much, and I think finally some things are catching up with her. How old is your mom?
She was born in 52, so she just turned, 59 recently.
Well, a lot of things are going on with your mother that I don't know that she really has anyone to talk with about. And, of course, doctors are so busy, they're not going to go off to the psychological side. But she has put her body through a lot. And I would say at this time, there needs to be a gentleness in treatment. There has to be an awareness of how she gets her nutrition. Her body needs to rest. Her body needs to go through a repairing process. And if she would be open to it, I really think a change in the way that she nourishes the body would make all the difference in the world. She's been having problems. I think there's some stuff in the intestines. I'm just looking at a lot. Again, it's just like the whole internal organ structure is so stressed that it's all tied up in knots.
Well, I can give you some insight on that, just to kind of validate, too. She has, for about a year and a half, been recovering from a couple of surgeries for an abscess, and it's been draining and draining. And finally, they figured out that she has a birth defect where she has a second urinary tract. So it's kind of like a tangled situation in there. The problem is her heart is only functioning at 30%, so it's a little bit scary to go in and do the surgery. But mm-hmm. yesterday, it sounds like she had a stroke, possibly a mini stroke. So it's mm-hmm. quite mm-hmm. worrisome.
Well, I would, if you go in and talk to your mom, I think you're correct. I think that she has had a mini stroke. And that tangled situation that I was saying, what you've said, is very interesting. I really feel that if your mother were open to working with de-stressing, and it could be, say, Mom, let's do this together, and let's see what we can do to help the body. And work with her if you were in a position to be able to do this, or if you knew of someone that would be very supportive of her doing this, and making sure that she got good nutrition. And I'd say, you know, like juicing vegetables and just not becoming a vegetarian. That's not what I'm recommending here. But she needs concentrated nutrition. And it will take some time. It will take some work. But she could really turn around. Very, very, very quickly relative to what she's been through. And I think she would feel so much better. Her body is not and has not been digesting food very well for a long, long time. So she's gotten to a point sometimes that there's just certain foods that she goes for because they don't give her stomach problems. But she's uncomfortable after she eats them, but she's just gotten used to being uncomfortable. So I think that there could be a very gentle nurturing with your mother so she could change her lifestyle. And the stress of a surgery, the doctors are right. Her heart is just too stressed. The whole body is stressed. The whole body is stressed. Do you think she'd be open to doing meditation or anything of that nature?
I think so. I've talked to her about it before. I think she needs a little bit of a push to try it out.
Well, let me encourage
you. Maybe after this, she'll be.
Yeah, I would encourage you to say, Mom, music is one of the best ways. In fact, I've got a wonderful guest on tomorrow, Jonathan Goldman, who is very, very knowledgeable about tonalities and for healing and this type of thing. He's just fabulous. But I would like to encourage good music that she would listen to. Tell her, say, Mom, I just want you to listen to the music. Tell me what you like. There's just some wonderful music. She's not a classical person, but she's not obviously rock and roll isn't what you want to really stress, although for some people it works just beautifully, but not for your mom. She needs something like Swan Lake or Tchaikovsky's music or Mozart's, something that's going to allow her brain to shift so she heals. And if she could get into that mode first so that she de-stresses the body, wow, I just think you'd see her recuperating. This has really scared her. This has scared her quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Definitely scared me, too.
Mm-hmm. Well,
absolutely.
The key is not
well,
to worry about
tomorrow.
This. Well, not to worry about this, okay? When I say it, I know that's going to be hard to do because we all have the patterning of worrying. But I want to say, don't worry about this. Be proactive about it. And when you talk to her, say, look, Mom, this is your chassis. Let's see what we can do to get this body back so that it's feeling better. Because this is what you're living in, and you want it to feel good.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Stephen. I so appreciate you calling in.
Okay, and I'll be listening tomorrow to your guest about the healing of music as well.
Absolutely. Jonathan's a great guy. Check out his website. It's Jonathan Goldman, and I don't recall the exact title of the website, but we'll be giving it out tomorrow. But just look up his name, Jonathan Goldman. He is a fabulous guy.
I will.
All right, sir. Take care. Be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. If you want to call in and chat with me, 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And if you want to call in and talk with me, 888-627-6008. And for those of you who are in Southern California, I'm going to be down there next week, and I'll be available for private sessions. And all you have to do is call my office if you're interested in scheduling one, 253-582-5604. I'll be available in person and by phone. Yesterday, I had started to share a story about a psychic detective. And then we got a caller, and I wasn't able to finish it. So some of you may not have heard the story, and I want to share it today. This is about a man. His name is Arthur Prince Roberts. Now, in 1940, this man, on January the 2nd of that year, he was 73 years old at the time, in excellent health. He passed away. Now, what was amazing about this is that he had told people 2 months before I'm going to be passing away. This is how much longer I've got. I'm going to be gone. Now, what's exceptional about this man is that he had his entire life a capacity of being able to see disasters before they would hit. And also, he was a psychic detective. Now, from the time he could remember, Robert had had the skill, Roberts, I should say, it was Arthur Price Roberts. Roberts had had the skill to see and be aware of things that other people just didn't see. And he stayed illiterate. He chose not to get an education because he was afraid that if he got an education, his ability would disappear. So he was illiterate. However, the man achieved a number of things. One, he saved a wrongly convicted murderer from execution. He was able to see where the body of a missing man had been snagged by sunken logs in a river. He located a killer in a 2-year-old murder case by picking the killer's picture out of a series of police mugshots. And after he picked it out, he told the police where the guy could be found. He was in another country. Told him where they could find him. And then he tracked down a stolen taxi while the thieves were still driving it 24 hours after the theft. Okay, we've got a caller, so I'm going to take the caller, and I'm going to finish the rest of the story after I finish with the caller. Hi, welcome. Donna Sebo here. Hello, caller? First name or initial? Whoop, something happened. They disappeared. So let me continue with the story. In Milwaukee in 1935, Roberts told the local police, there's going to be a lot of bombings, dynamiting. I see two banks blown up and perhaps the city hall. Someone's going to blow up the police stations, and there's going to be a big blow up south of the Menomonee River. Then it's going to be all done. 8 days later, the village hall was blasted to bits. I know we got a caller, but I'm going to finish this sentence. Two people died. Others were injured. And the next day, the same people that had dynamited those other areas blew up two Milwaukee banks and two police stations. And in spite of extra police patrols, all because of what this man saw going on, a sixth explosion took place, and it was heard up to 8 miles away, and the garage where it had been centered was obliterated. And two young men, Hugh Kowalski and Paul Chenevil Oni, were responsible for the 5 bombings. They were inside the garage with 50 pounds of dynamite for their 6th bomb when the explosives accidentally detonated. Roberts had predicted the entire series of explosions, including the final accidental blast. Amazing. Let's go to our next caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, Donna. My name is Lori.
And where are you calling in from?
From Florida.
From Florida. Well, welcome. Where in Florida?
In Broward County, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, beautiful area. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
All right,
dear.
Let's get down to business with you. First thing that I'm looking at in my mind is you've got a lot of work that's right in front of you, and you know you can't take any shortcuts. And there's someone in your environment that keeps coming up with these remarks that just sort of eat away at you. It's like someone saying, well, go ahead and cheat a little bit on this way. Nobody will know the difference. And it's in so many subtle ways. And what you need to realize about this individual is that they're watching you grow and expand as a person. And they're uncomfortable with that. And they do this with just about anyone that they want to try to manipulate. So you're one of those people, and you just need to be savvy here. Now, at the moment, I can't tell whether it's a male or female, but this individual is trying to push your buttons. And what I'm looking at is you need to understand every time your button is pushed, you say, wait a minute, why is my button getting pushed? What is it that's affecting me here? And ask them maybe to repeat what they were saying, and you'll say, well, that's interesting. I'll think about it. And then dump it. You stay true to what you know is right for you. Don't worry about someone else's approval. You've got a good head on your shoulders, and you have had to work hard for everything that you have achieved in life. You don't have a fairy godmother with a magic wand that takes a pumpkin and turns it into a, you know, a golden carriage. It just isn't there. So you've got your feet on the ground, I actually think you'd make a darn good counselor. But you have to get through some things yourself. And you are just so perceptive with people, and you're so down to earth, and you're so caring. Remember one thing, dear, you don't want to be a doormat. Don't let anybody sabotage you, and don't let anybody use you as an excuse because they haven't achieved something or they've got a lousy idea about themselves. That does not have to apply to you. You're a mover and a shaker, and you need to know and appreciate that because you are a very fine human being. So let them have their garbage, but don't you buy into it, and don't you even try to rescue them. Forget that nonsense. You let them take care of their own muck. You've worked hard. You're just breaking through some barriers that you have just thought you would never overcome, and you're doing it now, and I want to say go for it. Do you have a question for me?
I don't know if you also get in touch with spirits. I don't know. I'm not, you know, sure if
yes,
you
I
are
have
able to.
At time. Yes, I do. I have to tell you, dear, we are out of time. And I just, I'm out of time, but if you want to call back, I'm on. Just remember, the second half of the show, the phone lines are open. So if you can call in, like, at 6:30 your time, then because you're on the East Coast, that works out better. But I've got to go. I'm out of time.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
All right, my dear. You take care. I'm sorry to have to cut somebody off, but we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. It's been a joy being with you. Tomorrow, we're going to be into healing music. Join me for a wonderful interview with Jonathan Goldman. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.